In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Every soul be lifted. At the end of this meeting, we promise to return all glory to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Can I hear your better? Amen.
Amen.
Oh yeah, it's a night of war. And I will appreciate that you change your attitude. Please, you need to be more aggressive. If you must win, you must fight. And you don't just fight to win, you make up your mind to win. That you engage in a battle does not make you a winner. You must win to be seen and be called a winner. Tonight, for everyone saying amen, you will win. It's our year of greater things. Greater things don't come just by wishing. You fight to get it. Nobody will give you space. You secure it by fighting. If Absalom could stand against his father, anybody can stand against you. Tonight, for everyone saying amen, you will not only fight, you will fight and win. For everyone saying amen, a new you will emerge tonight. Where you failed before, tonight you will succeed. In the name of Jesus. It's a new beginning. We want to appreciate God. And I know without any doubt in my heart that God has started with us. And I always say this, that He will not start what He cannot complete. So I know without any doubt in my heart that He will continue with us. And He will take us to that place. The place we desire so much. Greater things. Now, access to greater things. That will be my focus tonight. We want to enjoy greater things, but we must know how to access greater things. And I must say this, when we talk about greater things, we are talking about the unusual, the uncommon, new things. What you have not seen that you will see. We are talking about greater glory. We are talking about uncommon achievement. And you need greater things to be seen, to be known, to be appreciated. If you continue this way without stepping further, without moving forward, you will soon be forgotten. In the school of recognition, new things are required. If you must continue to be relevant, if you must continue to be recognized, and I mean enjoying recognition from time to time, what you need to do is to go for greater things, something unusual, something uncommon. We are dealing with people, and including you and myself, anytime you see new things, you feel cool, you feel good, except you don't desire it. Well, permit me to say, unfortunately, there are people when they see something new, they are angry. When you are angry at new things will never come for you and towards you. If you must attract new things into your life, you must appreciate new things. We just came back from our trip. Yesterday, we came back yesterday from a trip, and I saw a lot of things. Myself and my wife traveled together, and I said a lot, because I saw a lot. But I said something. I said, it's good to go out once in a while, so that you see new things and appreciate new things, not to eat new things. Anytime you are opportune to see something new, something uncommon, something unusual, Please appreciate such thing and give glory to God, believing that you will soon have your own. Hello? Don't be angry when you see people doing good. Don't be hostile to people that are making progress. Appreciate them. Congratulate them. If possible, ask them questions. How did you get here? I want to get here as well. Hello? It's our year of better things, and I'm happy. I thank God for what God is doing already in this church. But you haven't seen anything yet. Say, eyes have not seen it. Yes, I've not heard it. The heart of man has not conceived the things that God has prepared. The things, greater things that God has prepared for your enjoyment, for my enjoyment. Greater things. Those are the things we are after. But I must also let you know that the enemies will never want you to enjoy greater things. Satan wants you to continue this way if possible. He wants to get you depleted. He wants you to suffer reduction. He's not pleased at this, your present level. Now imagine him wishing you going further. No, that's not possible. He's not comfortable, you know, with what you are doing presently. And that is to let you know that he will never want you to do more than this. But you must make up your mind to go for greater things. But you must also know how to assess greater things. That's going to be our focus. Hallelujah. Greater things are good and they are meant for our enjoyment. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to move further. God wants you to do better. So for the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as the soul prospereth. God wants us to prosper. God wants us to do better. The Israelites were moving around the mountain, and God was angry, and he said to them, you have moved around this mountain long enough. It is time to go forward. So God is interested in your progress. God wants you to do better in life, and you will do better. I said you will do better. There is someone hearing my voice. Within the next 7 days, everything about your life will turn around for good. If you are the one I'm speaking to, can I hear your good amen? 1 Corinthians 15:41 says, there is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. And he said, stars are divers in glory. Even stars, they are not of the same glory. They are not operating at the same level. You can be in the same place, even doing the same thing, and yet not having the same result. It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of choice. You are in Ibadan. This is Ibadan. You are here in Ibadan, but you can do better than every other person around you. I was told long time ago that, praise God, hallelujah, that people in Ibadan are very conservative. They don't really, you know, but I said, no, I have a friend in Ibadan that is doing better, that is doing well. And I'm happy I came tonight again. I saw a lot of changes, transformation. I said, yeah, you can be where things are not happening and you begin to make things to happen. I am praying for someone in your father's house, the kind of achievement that has never been recorded before. Because you are part of this meeting, in the name of Jesus, you will have such achievement. I say you will record such achievement. In the name of Jesus, what they have never done, where you live, where you reside, where you worship, what no one has ever done, good things of life that has never been achieved before. Because you are part of this meeting, before the end of this year, you will achieve it. I say you will achieve it. You will achieve it. In the name of Jesus. Agai 2:6-9. The book of Agai chapter 6. 2:6-9. It says, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it's a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Yes, 7th place. and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 9, where we stop. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former. The glory of this latter house, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former. So God wants you to do better on a daily basis. Listen to me, you must not have better yesterday. Your tomorrow must be better than today. Next tomorrow must be better than your tomorrow. Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for that?
Yes, sir.
Please pay attention. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place, in this same place, where you've been rejected, ridiculed, molested, rejected, embarrassed, refused, in this same place, I'm going to give you a new name. In this same place, I'm going to establish you. In this same place, you are going to be celebrated. In this same place, men will be envious of you. I am praying for 27 people in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any moment from now, you will rise. Financially, academically, ministerially, in business, in marriage, you will be lifted. You will be lifted. God will increase you in the name of Jesus. Everyone appreciates greater things. And everyone wants to access greater things. But we see very many people unable to access greater things. How do we then access greater things? I want to do better in life. How come I'm not doing better? How come I'm finding it very difficult somehow to do better than this? I know what is good. But enjoying what is good is becoming a challenge. I love good things. And I've been trying, I've been laboring, I've been working so as to enjoy good things. How come it's becoming very difficult? The story will change today. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Today, the story of your life will change. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to before, yea, the set time. There is someone saying, amen. Tonight is your set time. Tonight is your set time. In the name of Jesus. How do we gain access to greater things? And I put in my notes, I said, greater things are not things, you know, very cheap to come by. Let us understand that. Anytime you want to go for something better, something bigger, it will require some, it will make some demands of you. To require, I don't want to use the word strength, but there are lots of things that must be put in. Good things don't come cheaply. If you want a change of story, my dear brothers and sisters, get ready to fight. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven is over violence, and the violence take it by force. If you are not forceful, you'll be forced out. You need to be very forceful. You need to be aggressive. At this end time, you cannot be gentle and be settled. You need to be aggressive. You must be ready to fight. Things will not just work out by wishing. I just wish things will change. And I just believe it is good to believe. It is better to put work to your faith. Hard work to your faith. Get ready to fight. Get ready to fight. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the There are 27 people hearing my voice saying amen. Tonight, whether the devil likes it or not, you will make progress. You will go forward. There's going to be a shift. Power from above will move you. In the name of Jesus. Someone is shouting amen. Tonight, heaven will reposition you. Where you are is good, but it can be made better. Heaven will reposition you. Heaven will reposition you. Your seat will change. Your seat will change. Your seat will change. In the name of Jesus, there is someone saying amen. Financially, you will have a new story to tell. In the name of Jesus. There is someone hearing my voice in the name of Jesus. Within the next 24 hours, you will receive a phone call that will trigger jubilation in your life. You will receive a phone call that will trigger celebration in your home. In the name of Jesus. How do we gain access to greater things? And I said, accessing greater things cannot be said to be easy. Greater things are too fallible to be available on the surface. Greater things are concealed. You need to search them out. According to Proverbs 25 verse 2. So it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. It is also the honor of kings to search them out. Get ready. So search out the things concealed by God. Get ready. And if you must search out things that are concealed by God, you should know that that is not going to be easy. Unfortunately, enemies will not also want you to see. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I came from a home. Rakali Poshit. From a foundation, and I'm talking about the biological foundation, that is said to be very tough. Very tough. And as I have my own twin brother, and as children, our father will take us home and he will pass our village, that is his village, and pass to our mother's village to go and drop us for Christmas or for whatever holiday then. Because in his own village, if you greet too much, you are in trouble. If you don't know how to greet, you are in trouble. You make it, you are in trouble. You are not making it, you are in trouble. It's a village that has been denied of glory up to this moment. But we believe that we are there by the grace of God to restore back the lost glory. But of recent, the Oba from our village came to me and he said, come to the village. Come and take land. So that you can build. Come and do evangelism, crusade, and whatever. And my wife said, oh yeah. I said, no, there is time for everything. They told me when I was also coming up, maybe a war more, but take a cool down. I said, wait. There is time for everything. That you are now a Christian, and that you are a pastor, does not mean you should move at any time. You must be sensitive to know when to move so that you will not be moved. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
And everybody from that village, you will see people will struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle. But I also remember very well that my father was to be made a king. And he said, no, let another family that is also qualified to be. Let someone else, and I have a friend from that family, let him be made the king. I cannot leave my place of comfort. He was in the city then. And the man was made a king according to his own choice, you know, my father's choice. And being a friend to that king, I was made to understand that one day he went to visit the king. And he refused to remove his shoe. He entered into the palace. And the king said to him, why did you come in your shoes without removing it? And he made, you know, a jest of that. That's my father. Just made jest of everything now. Another time he came back. And he acted the same way. Then the king was angry. And he was forced to remove his shoes. And not knowing that when he removed it and he put the shoes outside, charm was put on it. And after he wore that shoe, from that time, I wasn't born then, he told us that story. Up to the time he died. And that was about 30 years ago. He could not wear shoes. They were making special sandals for him. Every day, pus must come out from his two legs. And they were, you know, nursing that up to the time he passed away. But you see, no matter how thick darkness is, when light comes in, you don't notice that darkness again. I want to say this loud and clear, because tonight we will have time to pray. In this world where we are in, I just said it to you, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven is over violence, and the violence take it by force. And I said, you can't be gentle and be settled. You know, I'm just very simple. I don't have a problem with anybody. You have problem with yourself. Already you have problem with yourself. You are in trouble already. I greet everyone. I appreciate everyone. I don't wish anyone any evil. You are acting in ignorance. You need to wake up. It is good to be good. It is better to be spiritually aggressive. Don't just be good. Know what is good for you. Is somebody with me? To assess greater things, you can't afford to be gentle. To assess greater things, you must be aggressive. If you are going to be maritally settled this year, change your attitude. You are a very wonderful young lady. It's courtesy, but you are not spiritual. You are too careless spiritually. The battle we are fighting here cannot be said to be carnal battle, but spiritual battle. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. It's good to dress well. I love that. I always happy. I saw the choir this evening. I thought, wow, this is good. Dress well, appear good, because you are representing the maker of the heavens and the earth. Radiate glory, but don't be careless spiritually. Buy good cars. Live in good houses. Take good care of yourself and your family. Live big. Live good. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do a man light a candle and put it under a bushel, but with a candlestick, and it gives light unto everyone in the house. Let your light so shine before men. Let them see the glory of God all over you. But hey, you must live long to fulfill purpose. But there are those who are all out against you to cut you short. Tonight, Whoever that is assigned to stop you will be stopped. Whoever that is assigned to afflict you will be afflicted. After this encounter, where you faint, you will go and succeed. There is somebody saying amen. After this encounter, you will never struggle again. I said you will never struggle again. You will never struggle again. In the name of Jesus. What are the access code to greater things? Number one is your faith. Your faith. Your faith. Your faith. Without faith, you can please God. He that cometh to him must believe that he is. And it's a reward of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:8 says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed. Obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he obeyed. By faith, he stepped out. By faith, he went out. Listen, brothers and sisters, whatever he tells you to do, do it. By faith. That's the first thing you need. Because instructions will be given tonight. And it will take those that will act by faith to maximize the instructions that will be passed across. Very important. Faith. 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 That's the word. My God will bless you. I want to move very fast. You know, it is faith that you need more than any other thing at this particular time. I love what this guy did, Elisha, in the book of 2 Kings chapter 2. When he was, you know, he was with Elijah and it was time for Elijah to be taken away. And Elijah said to him, ask for whatever you want. He said, I need double portion of anointing from you. Double portion, double portion. But before then, you saw what happened. The Bible told us that sons of prophets in Bethel did everything to discourage this guy. But by faith, he kept on following Elijah. By faith, it takes faith to follow. All of you in this church, faith brought you here. It is because of the faith you have in our reverend that you follow him. And I want to say this. Please, sir, Amma, be strong in your faith. God, there is something here for you. There's something for you in this place. Be strong in your faith. Elijah was too strong to be confused. He got to Jericho. The same thing happened. He overcame. He got to Jordan. The Bible says 50 sons of prophets came. But because of his faith in Elijah, he kept on following. He followed Elijah, and when it was time for Elijah to cross River Jordan, he said to him, what exactly do you want from me? He said, double portion of your life. He said, you are asking for something too difficult. This is too difficult. Nevertheless, if you can see me. And that takes me to the second point. Focus. If you can see me, when it is time for me to be taken away, then you will get it. You are asking for greater things. This is too difficult to get, but it is possible when you remain focused. I started talking about faith, and I talk about focus. Hello? You need faith to access greater things. You just have to be focused to access greater things. Number three is your love for God. Your love for God is essential. And love is sacrificial. The proof of your love is in your sacrifice. Abraham loved God. No wonder. He engaged in an uncommon and unusual sacrifice. Hello. Number four is integrity. Or is it three now? Four. Integrity. Integrity is required. Number five is your service to God and humanity. Service to God and humanity. You need it. You need it. You need it. Service to God and humanity. In the book of Job, it says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. If they obey and serve him, so it becomes very easy for them to assess longevity. Hello, and enjoy longevity. You want to live long? Serve God. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless the bread and the water. Sicknesses he will take away from you. You will fulfill your days. You will enjoy sound health. These are things you need. They are greater things meant for your enjoyment. But you need to serve God to assess them. Another one is your persistent request. And that's where we stop tonight. Your persistent request. Ask until your joy is full. Ask until answers are provided. Don't stop praying. Don't stop asking. I know you have prayed in the course of this convention. Tonight we are going to pray again. And you see, you need to pray until you get the result. Don't stop. The Bible told us about Jacob. He had an encounter with God, you know, through his angel at a particular night. And the Bible says all through the night he kept on praying. That angel had to beg him, please let me go. He said, to where? You will not go except to bless me. I came for a purpose, and that purpose must be fulfilled. I will not let you go. I desire a change, and that change must happen tonight. I will not let you go. He said, please let me go. The Bible says he fought with that angel. It got to a stage that the angel removed the olo of his thigh. Yet he kept on fighting. He kept on fighting. I didn't come here just to watch. I didn't come here just, you know, for the story to continue the same way. I came here for a change. And I must get it. You see, the day your mind is made up for a change is the day the story of your life will change. You can be coming every day until your mind is made up for a change. Nothing will change. Maybe there is no anointing in that church. Let me go to another. Keep on changing church. Nothing will change until your mind is made up for a change. Am I speaking? And the question tonight is, are you ready for this change? Are you ready for this unusual transformation? Because it will happen tonight. I say it will happen tonight. I say it will happen tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is time to confront the challenges, you know, holding you down. Tying you down. Militating against your progress and your advancement. It is time to confront these challenges. It is time to confront your problems. You've been running away from so many of these things. Some of these challenges, you've been running away. You've been trying to hide and dodge. No, sir. No, ma'am. The problems you don't confront will not disappear. It is time to confront your problem. 1 Corinthians 16:9. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. A great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many, one door, many adversaries. Can you imagine? One door, many adversaries. A great door and effectual. And there are many adversaries. Remember that young man, that blind man, blind Bartimaeus. He wanted an access. He wanted to receive from Jesus. And when he shouted, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Multitude shouted him down. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. But I love what he did. Bible says, and he shouted the more. Why? His mind was made up for a change. It is because of this sister. That's why I'm not coming again. You are not serious. It is because of what that brother did. That's why I stopped participating, you know, in workforce. I mean, as a worker. It's because you are not serious. You don't know what you want. You don't know where you are going. When your mind is made up, I can tell you it becomes very difficult for any man to, not even your pastor. You know why you came. You know what you're after. And until you get it, you don't stop. He shouted them all, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus heard his voice, despite the noise around. And he said, well, yeah, call him here. And he came and said, what exactly do you want? He didn't tell Jesus, let me go back. I mean, let me go home and think about it. Which means before he shouted, the thing was already settled within his spirit. He said, that I might receive. He said, okay, be it unto you according to your faith. And that settled everything. There is someone under the sound of my voice. Everyone that saw you when you were coming, as you return today, they will see a new you. 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 In the name of Jesus. The book of Obadiah 1:17 says, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Please rise up on your feet. It is time to possess our possessions. It is time to possess our possessions. It is time to possess our possessions. Are you ready for this? Oh, people of God, are you ready for this? I told you, I said, life is a battle. If you are not a fighter, you can't be a winner. You must be a fighter, a warrior, to be a winner. And tonight you will win. But you need the strength of God to fight. You need the support of God to fight. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God is not against us, who will then help us? Please, everyone in the house, wherever you are, let all of us lift up our two hands to heaven and let every eyes be closed. And I want us to speak to him. In case you are here, you have not accepted him as your Lord and your Savior, you have not given your life to Christ, or you gave your life to Christ, you backslided along the way, please, this is the time to settle this. Speak to him to be merciful unto you. Speak to him wherever you are, just asking for mercy. Oh, you are born again. You are in the right position with God. Please appreciate him. Appreciate him. Just appreciate him and tell him to help you the more. Every one of us, let's pray 2 minutes. Settle this quickly because we need him. We need him. We need his support. We need his strength. We need his help. I have no power of my own. I have no strength of my own. My strength is in God. My hope is in God. My power is in him. I need you, Jehovah. I need you to help me. I need you, oh Lord. I need you to help me. I need you. I need you, my Father. I need you. I need you. I need your help. I need your help. Help me. Help me. Help me tonight. 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 My Father, help me. My Father, help me. My Father, help me. King of glory, 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 help me. Rikeli pakali poshiti. Rikala pakali poshiti. King of glory, help me. King of glory, help me. King of glory, help me. In the name of Jesus, help me, Daddy. Help me, King of glory. Have mercy on me. Forgive me of all my sins, my atrocities, my iniquities. Father, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Quickly, I want you to pray this prayer. Father, thank you for your agenda concerning my life. Somebody is speaking. Somebody is speaking. Thank you. Thank you for your agenda. For I have a thought, I think towards you, thought of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Thank you for your program. Thank you for your agenda. Thank you, O Lord, for your purpose concerning my life. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Somebody is speaking. Somebody is speaking. Somebody is speaking. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be thy name, O Lord. Thank you for your agenda. Good agenda. Oh, yeah. Enviable agenda. Glorious agenda. Thank you. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, King of glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Had this one to eat before we move on. Say, Father, I come before you tonight. Help me. I have no help. I mean, I have no power of my own. I depend on you. Please help me tonight. Somebody is speaking. Somebody is speaking. Help me tonight. Help me. Help me. Help me. I need you more than ever before. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, my Father, my God, my Maker. Help me. Help me. Help me. Against every move of the enemies, help me, my Daddy. Help me. Help me. Help me. Against the works of the devil, Daddy, help me. Daddy, help me. Daddy, help me. Daddy, help me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, I've given you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you ban on earth shall be banned in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. How many of you believe that? You have the key. In other words, you have the authority to ban and to loose. Are you ready to use your authority tonight? It's one thing to have it, It's another to apply it. My God, we bless you. Despite the fact that I came from that, you know, ungodly foundation, I've never in my life visited any prophet, any afar in my life. When God called me, I didn't go to anybody to confirm. I have fathers, spiritual fathers. I have fathers. But to be moving from one place to another, one mountain to another, I've never done it. For what? I want to relate with him because he's my father. Third party, how? Am I a bastard? And because he's my father, because I believe in him, that's why I spoke about faith. My faith is strong in him. I am not saying I'm a perfect being, but my faith is strong in him. He's my father. I always love to talk about that prodigal son that went away and returned. He said, I will go back, not to my boss, but to my father. You go back to your boss, you'll be disappointed. I will go back to my father. I've messed up. I've disappointed him, but he's still my father. Is God your father?
Yes, sir.
Forget about whatever that has happened. Hello? I want you to exercise authority. I don't want you to beg tonight. You beg, your enemy will kill you. There is a place of attack. You don't wait. You attack him instantly, immediately, quickly. You beg your enemy. Enemies. Elebe osika. Mi o man so dada. Osika osebe. I always love you when you speak Yoruba. Praise God. Hallelujah. Olebe osika kogba o. Ika enye osebe. Wanya jue ni olebe. Wanya jue. Wanya jue. After this encounter, Arama Niwa. Mosole, can see everyone saying amen. Whoever that is afflicting you, afflicting your family, afflicting your business and your career, as you call unto God tonight, such people shall be afflicted. They shall be afflicted. They shall be afflicted. They shall be afflicted. More than go on, go. And it already pay was so color your man. Within the next 7 days, one must circle. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, I need circle. You will not cry over your children, over your spouse, your business, your health, your career, your calling. Everyone's enemy, you will not cry. You will not cry. You will not cry. Whoever that is waiting to see you money, whoever that is waiting to see you cry, in the name of Jesus, they will cry your cry. They will cry your cry. They will cry your cry. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Troublers of my destiny, I come against you now. Be troubled in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, trouble your troublers. Trouble them now. 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 You are the one that will be troubled. I will no more be troubled. Enough is enough. I come against you. Enemy standing against my progress. I come against you. In Jesus' name we pray. Great and effectual door is opened unto me. And not but, and there are many they are there already. But you can remove them. Hello. So God be the glory today. Today. In my father's house, they look up to me. We sold our father's house a few months ago, and the buyer came to pay the balance. They waited till I returned yesterday. They waited. And when I came, both the older and the younger ones, all of, in fact, myself and my two brothers happened to be the last one. All of them came to my office. The money was paid into my office. The first installment was paid. I gave it to them, all of them. The second was paid to my account yesterday. I transferred to all of them. The last born was the first in destiny. Somebody that is shouting amen, today you will take your place. In your father's house, you will take your place. Where you work, you will take your place. I have discovered that leadership is never by age. Are we together? Never. Not by age. All of them were around when Samuel came and he asked Jesse, where are your children? He paraded all of them. God refused all of them. He said, do you still have any? He said, there is one in the bush. He was before Benjamin. He was the least. He was the least to all of them. Yet he was sent for. And they waited for him. They will wait for you. No. I don't understand the way you are saying amen. Somebody is shouting amen. Others will wait for you. I said they will wait for your arrival. They will take order from you. They will look up to you. They will depend on you. They will rely on you. In the name of Jesus. Forget about your age. Forget about your age. Something is happening in the spirit. Are we together? No, there is a turning that is happening now. There is this turning that is happening now. I see God repositioning his people. I see a man being repositioned now. Oh yes. In your father's house, I see God repositioning you now. I see a woman taking her place now. There is somebody shouting amen. In your place of work, as you go next week, you will take your place. You will take your place. Oh, come on. In Judges chapter 6, an angel of the Lord came and addressed Gideon as a mighty man. And he looked at him and said, do you know what you are saying? Maybe you don't know what you are saying. Or possibly you are not sent to me. Me? Mighty man? He said, yes, sir. Mighty man. He said, no, not me. He said, in case you don't know, let me tell you. My father's house is the least in Manasseh. And the poorest in Manasseh. And I'm the least in my father's house. The poorest in Manasseh. And I'm the least in my father's house. And you are calling me mighty man. But that's who Gideon was. But I was not permitted to reflect. Are we together? He was a mighty man, but he was living more or less like a destitute. There was no sign of anything called might. Are we together? Nothing of such. But God spoke to him. He said, there is something behind this problem. The reason why your father's house is the poorest in Manasseh and you are the least, even though you are not meant to be the least, is because of that altar of Ba in your father's house. Sori gbogbo e te wa nile ni. Gbogbo to ba wa nile baba yin. Every power operating in your father's house, operating in your mother's house, reducing your glory, reducing your worth. As you shout three powerful amen, that power will go down. I said that power will go down. That power will go down. That power will go down. He could not assess his original position. He could not assess his original, position. because of that altar of Baal. And he said, go and remove it. Bring it down. Tonight, every altar. Listen to me. There are some of you, it is where you reside. Every altar responsible for your reduction. Every altar militating against your glory and your advancement. As you shout another three powerful women, that altar is consumed by fire. Say in the name of Jesus. Shout it in the name of Jesus. Mention your name. John Tayi Aboyeji. Oh yeah, come out of every obscurity now. Come out of every darkness now. Move forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. I am going forward. Come out of every obscurity. Come out of every darkness. It's your turn to go forward. It's your turn to prosper. It's your turn to flourish. Oh yeah, go forward. Maritally, go forward. Financially, go forward. Ministerially, go forward. I am going forward. I am going forward. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oluwa deni kin so fun iranse kan to wa nbi ni ale. I don't know you, but God is asking me to say to you, that altar that is frustrating your effort will be consumed by fire tonight. Your effort shall no more be frustrated. Your effort shall no more be consumed. Your effort will produce results. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout, every evil altar working against my destiny, catch fire! Somebody's praying, somebody's praying. Catch fire now! Catch fire now! Catch fire now! Catch fire now! Somebody's praying that prayer. Catch fire now! Evil altar limiting my progress. Rekekeke lipaka liposete. Evil altar hindering my advancement. Catch fire! Catch fire! Catch fire! Catch fire! Evil altar where I reside. Evil altar in my father's house. Evil altar in my mother's house. Evil altar in my in-law's house. Oh yeah, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want you to pray this prayer. Say, every power assigned to drive me out of my promised land. Die! Someone is praying that prayer. Die, 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 die. Evil power assigned to drive me out of my promised land. Die! 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 That evil power must go down. No power will drive me out of my promised land again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Bi aye ba fe bati yan je a le ku ni bere e aye oni le yin ku bere yin. Se de fe gbo bi Oluwa ti se wa to de ma wa gbogbo eyan to nsi ami gbogbo aye to nle yin ka won le yin de bere yin. Joseph said to his brethren, God has used you to get me here. He sent me ahead of you. I saw it, it happened. The good things you have seen will happen. In Genesis 26, the Philistines were after Isaac. They dug a well, they covered with sand. He went, he dug another one, they covered with sand. Another one, but it got to, he got to Rehoboth. And they said, God has given us room, and we shall prosper and flourish here. Everyone say name. In this same city of Ibadan, in this same country, on this planet Earth, if your amen can be the loudest, you will prosper. I say it again, in the name of Jesus, everyone shouting amen, you will prosper. Oh yeah. If you can say this amen very well, every evil concord, every evil imagined, every evil arranged against your destiny, against your progress, I reverse it now. I turn it around for your good. In the name of Jesus. Listen, you will soon feed your enemies. Those that troubled you, everyone that afflicted you, everyone that insulted you, before the end of June 2022, they will come and beg from you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit, thank you. There is somebody here. In the name of Jesus, that garment is removed. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That garment has been the one denying you access. Please lift up your two hands, wherever. Rikelipa Kaliposhite. Rikala Kaliposhite. By the authority of heaven, I stand on this assorted altar of Christ, and I decree in the name of Jesus, every evil garment deny you access, every garment of reproach and shame deny you access. As you shout three powerful amen, that garment is removed. That garment is removed. That garment is removed. That garment is removed. You are not permitted to be naked. Therefore, I clothe you with a change of raiment. Garment of honor. Garment of acceptance. Garment of favor. Garment of prosperity. Garment of fruitfulness. Garment of love. Garment of peace. Garment of sand heads. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen. Two more prayer points before I drop the microphone. Everyone say amen. Your children's food will not be bitter in your mouth. Every parent say amen. In the name of Jesus, you have labored over your children. In good health. In long life. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. Okay now. I only suck on Loriama. Onoja koye mi pe. Iku oma ni koko ni pa obilekun. Omo ni kuma yilawo. Bo oma yo ni yafagabon. There are very many people with many children and with all night weeping. Their problem is not lack of children. They have children. Rakaliposhite. Rekeli pakaliposhite. Pogboya tongbo humini alei. Ton sokon lori yomma. Ti ayen fi yomma ninyi lara. Mosure funyini alei. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today is your day of liberation. Eoni sokoma. Eoni sokoma. Over your children, you will not cry. you will not mourn.
Agbara to wa nfi omo niyin lara. Agbara to nje ke ma soko lori omo. As you say this ladder said men, I command that power goes down. That power goes down. That power goes down. In the name of Jesus.
One more. If your amen can be the loudest, you will never beg for bread. I said to my wife a few days ago, I said, you know, this thing is too expensive. I said, nothing is expensive when you can afford it. It's too costly. You need more money. Are you with me? You can see the way the country is now. Look at our currency. As of 3 days ago, it's now 600 to a dollar. 609. And it's a country, if we are not careful, that will turn people to beggars. But so repeat, because you are part of this commission, it is Lighthouse. Don't you know the meaning? You are not permitted to experience darkness. Hello? Poverty is a symbol of darkness. You can't belong here and be poor. You will not beg for bread. You will not beg from your mates. You will not beg from your enemies. You will not beg for clothes. People will come and beg from you. People will come and beg from you. How many of you are in the house and you believe God? You have not been given seed in millions before. But you believe God that this year you will give in millions. Lift up your hands to heaven. Lift up your hands to heaven. You believe that in this same church, in this same church, in this same country, this year you will give him a million. You know, listen. If you are not careful, I started talking about faith. If you are not careful, what is going on will rubbish your faith. You have to be careful. Hold on to the word of God. Hold on to your faith. No matter what may be going on. Faith is faith. Nothing can replace it. Are we together? And nothing works like faith. Nothing moves God like faith. You want to see God, please have faith in Him. The country is hard. And sincerely, I'm standing on this altar. I've never done it in our commission before. To come up and say, I want people that will give me 1 million. We have never done it too. Is he learning now? Praise God. When was it? March. That was last month. The Lord ministered to me. Because we want to buy land for Abuja Church. We want to buy a plot of land. And they said, 30 million naira. And I said, oh. And I prayed to God. And God said, go ahead. For the first time, at this particular time, it was when things were bad that God ministered to Isaac to sow. Things were bad. Serious famine. Nothing was working. Faith. Oh yeah, receive it.
According to your faith, receive it. This year, you will give him millions. You will give him millions. You will give him millions. Now, sir, if you are going to give him millions, then you must receive him millions.
Are we together? Every one of you, the kind of money you've never handled before. Prosperity wealth that you have never handled before. In the name of Jesus, because you are part of this meeting, heaven will commit it to your hands. Heaven will commit it to your hands. In the name of Jesus.
Go in peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Light Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.